We now come to the fourth part of the thing that will help us understand why it is so difficult to fight this or to effect this change thing. Okay? Change is difficult because of the context you are in. Change is difficult because of the fact that we all have the baffled sin. Change is difficult because of the evil one. You notice that in the world, they ignore all these things. In any field of psychology, these three things are completely missed out. And of course, the fourth thing is the world. That's why a biblical perspective is so different. Okay? And you need to have a, I don't know how you want to look at it, but you, in the afternoon, perhaps you can sit down and ask yourself, what is your personal worldview? How do you see the world? And it's important that you learn how to see the world properly. Because if you don't have a clear view of what the world is really like, you will find that you will be in danger. There's no question about that. Right? So you want to be careful about this. I think there are lots and lots of problems along the way. And you will find that once you are caught in the world, let's say that you want this, you must have that. And sometimes I look at people and the number of credit card bills that they run up, it just really scares me. How on earth did they get that way? And that they do. Buy this, I buy that, and buy this, and I buy that, and then get refinancing from someone else, and then you pay that, and then get refinanced to pay somebody else, and this is really robbing Peter to pay Paul all the time. Can you just please be careful? Nobody, no free lunches out there. Nobody gives you anything free, okay? When everything somebody gives you free, suspect it. Don't. One day there was a butcher in ancient China. This was a butcher's wisdom. And all the young men were rushing to the palace and they were, why are you rushing? He says, the emperor is going to give his daughter to the person who will be suitable. So he kept on chopping his meat. See, you don't come in? He said, of course not. So why? I'm a butcher. Only bad meat I give away cheap. If the princess is all that great, you think the emperor is going to just let her go like that? Come on. Every time there is a big sale on, okay, you got to understand this. There isn't, who's wine? you know how much money they make in one day sale? You cannot believe it. They were asking once, Isetan, you just go on, hardly anybody goes down there. At the end of day's taking, Isetan, small company, 7 figures, thank you very much, 1 day. Okay, you just got to understand this. So that's the world. And every person who wants to market anything first studies the world, knows how to trap people. Otherwise, you're going to lose. So you've got to do it in a very, very appealing manner. All right. What are some of the wrong things that you want to be very, very careful about? First is that the world is a friendly world. Said the spider to the fly. That's how it is. Come on, we're friends. That's how it works all the time. Let's be friends. You hear the story about a cat and a mouse? And they were friends, and they collected a lot of honey together, and they were going to eat it during winter time. Then a cat one day told the mouse, you know, my cousin is getting married, I've got to go. He came back after a couple of days, and his friend the mouse said to him, he said, well, what was your cousin's name? Top off. Top off. Yes, top off, you know, T-O-P-O-F-F, top off. Really? A week later, he said, oh, and I got another cousin getting married. Well, you know, how about it? Came back a couple of days later and have gone. Have gone? What kind of name is that? He said, well, it's a very good name for a cat. Have gone. Another week later, he went to a third wedding. He said, well, you got a lot of cousins? He said, yeah, a lot of big family. Came back, what is it? All gone. Wow, top off, half gone, all gone. Well, winter came. The mouse said, well, let's go and look at our supply. He went to his horror down there and he said, you know, all the things that they collected, gone. And suddenly it dawned on him what he meant. Top off, half gone, all gone. So the cat says, come on. Let's go to a party together. And he says, nothing doing. That's how it has been. You know, sometimes the way the world is very wise, the cat and the mouse don't play together. Only foolish people like us think we can escape. That's how it works. And I think it's something that you want to be very, very careful. Please, the world is not a friendly world. You don't know how unfriendly the world is until you go and get a job. Go ahead and you see how nasty people can get. Welcome in for a while. And once you start, and you see how people can turn. Oh, this is a good world. This is a good company. Everybody's good. Really. You'll be surprised. Bottom line is not about goodness. Bottom line is money. Not good. If you are good, you don't make money, it's still no good. It's money. It's not good. Understand this. Number three. Desirable. Yes. It will dress itself up to make it look desirable. Of course. Very soon, they are going to ring in the register again. Christmas is coming. It's already started. And they, do you know how much money they must make in November, December? For some companies, 50% of their whole year's takings are found in these 2 months. And you cannot drive fast enough to supply them because that's how it is. And they really, really, and they know, they cash in on your goodness. That's how it works in the world. And then the world is a place to be loved. Disney World, Disneyland, whatever it is. And you go down there, you think, wow, this is fun. I think we somewhere along the line we miss out something. Is it wrong therefore to go shopping? No. Is it wrong to go out to have a meal? Of course not. Is it wrong? No, it's not. But there are dangerous trends that you want to be very, very careful about. Okay? What is the problem? One of the big problems is that you can end up really having a love for the possessions of the world. You really can. You can end up being so caught up with the possessions of the world You are more focused on this earth than you are concerned about eternity. And if you leave it too long, you could never come back to God. The danger is very, very real. And so the draw, the lure of money is there always. And once you have worldly possession, it's very hard to give it up. It's very, very hard to give it up. It's an interesting thing. Okay, then that's the world at large there. And of course, can people who serve the Lord be affected? Yes. Demas has forsaken me, Paul said, of his friend, having loved this present world. Their consequences are frightening. See, right now, it's easy for you to say, I don't love money, because you don't have it. No, seriously, they won't have it. It's all right. As long as you don't have it, it's okay. It's only when you start having it. That's why you have to put in certain safeguards inside you to make sure you're not going to be enamored of it. Okay? It's something that you need to learn along the way. All right. Let's take a look at some things that you want to appreciate. Let's learn. Let's turn to a very, very powerful passage. It's actually quite frightening. In Ephesians chapter 2 this time. In verse 2, Paul described a life that many had. Interestingly, at first he mentioned verse 2, you, and then in verse 3, he said, we, all. Again, the same construction, we, all. The idea here, we all, no exception, all been trapped along the way. First and foremost, what is the cause of this world that you are following? What is the cause? What is the path? Where is it? And it is the cause of the world. What? Who's controlling this? Who's controlling the cause of this world? 2 and B, we read, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience. So then we see, on the one hand earlier, the work of the evil one, and now we see him involved in the world. He's involved in lives directly, he's also involved in the world, and he's going to use whatever it takes. And it is going to be there. The prince of the power of the air. What will happen? Chapter 2, verse 3. Among whom also we all once conducted ourselves in the lusts of the flesh. There we go. Whatever it is. The desires of the flesh and of the mind. And by nature, we become the children of wrath. Now that is a frightening statement. After a while, you can become just like that. And that's what we are. I think it's very important, as you look into this matter, what the world is like. You really, really have to appreciate what the world is like. I mean, the Lord is just telling us straight as it is. He says, in this world, you're going to get all these things. Now, interesting, the perspective of the Lord Jesus Christ is, in this world, you have tribulation. That is, if you don't follow the way of the world, you're going to get tribulation. That's how he works. Once I was at a little restaurant, kopitiam kind of thing. But last time it was not so much kopitiam, it's just before this time, before this kopitiam, people came in. you know, little eating places out there, and it's like East Coast area, and you want to buy crabs and things like that. And then we were eating crabs. But there was another table, and these were all workers. It never left my mind. And they had probably done a very good week of work, and they had some extra money. And so they were eating crabs, ordered so much. They may be workers, but they spent a lot of money. And they had, a dozen bottles of beer, those big, big bottles of beer there. And there was a young boy, the youngest of the boy, of the lot. And all the rest were grown men, you know, they're all already seasoned drinkers. Young fellow. So he was a new worker. Come on in, you want to be with us? So they plied him with drink. His face is red already. Come on, you're going to drink, right? You're going to work with us, you're going to drink some more. He couldn't be more than 17, 18 years old. He drank and he drank. And he was, his eyes were going all over the place already. He still drank. And then they knew that he couldn't take it anymore. They brought him to the bathroom down there, and he threw it all over the floor. That's where the corruption begins. And they start off with young boys. Always. There will always be some people who will induct young people into those things. That is the wickedness of the world. Always. Every country is the same. Every culture is the same. There will always be some people who will introduce you to that culture. And there we go. It's a shame to see young people learning all these things and then off they go. They don't realize that behind the world is the devil himself. We need to change our perspective of the world. I'm going to use this time, okay, to ask you to talk. I mean, I don't have a chance to meet with you guys. I thought it'd be good if I can just, instead of elaborating on this, to let you raise questions. Let me interact with you for the next hour or so concerning any aspect concerning change and the world, or a Satan or sin, or the context of your life. I think we need to take a look and develop a really correct perspective. 1 John chapter 2, we did this a year back now, and talked about how we ought to look at the world. The world, in John's eyes, are three considerations. One, the flesh. Two, the eyes. Three, the pride of life is actually reference possessions. Now, it's interesting. The lust of the flesh is not of the Father. The lust of the eyes, not of the Father. The pride of life, not of the Father of the world. And you have to choose. And be very careful. The lust of the flesh, eyes, life. The pride of life. And the world is passing away, the last of it. But he who does the will of God, is of course going to be forever. Something's missing there. Okay? You need to look at a correct perspective. What is your perspective of the world? Please cultivate this within yourself. Don't give in to the lust of the flesh, of the eyes, and the pride of life. Now, it's important that you appreciate this. Paul tells us, don't be conformed, schemata. Don't form. Don't be caught up with the world. Three, be transformed instead. Instead of devoting time to the world, Paul's suggestion, how about giving time to the Lord's work and church instead? And this is very important for us to consider. I wonder what you would like to change, or you think you need to change along these lines. I think it's very important for you to consider. All right, over to you for questions about anything. Context of life, of sin, of Satan, of the world. I think all these things are important. You have to look at these things here. Okay, two of you are sick. Why don't you go and see the doctor? You need to see the doctor? You sure? You? I think you should. Really, if you're not well, you know, you want to go and see it. There's one doctor here. No, I'm serious, because you're not well, you struggle. Alright, questions you want to ask on this matter here? You see why it's difficult to change? Because we're in the world. Right? We're in the world, but we don't have to be like the world. The world is always telling you, have a credit card. You can't afford it, still never mind. Here, it's free. It's already pre-approved. Oh, so happy. When I was a kid, you know, Reader's Digest said to you, you are already a winner. Wow. You look at it and you feel so happy, you know. You're already a winner. Then they'll tell you, you must buy this. You must buy that. And, you know, you never win anything. Seriously, you just don't win, you don't seem to win anything. And you begin to realize that's how it very often is. You know, you're a winner. You have been pre-selected. You are one. And then you begin to realize that a postman is same letter to every household. Then you go, forget about it. It's not true. Please don't be fooled by the world. I think this is one topic that I would rather you all raise questions we have answers rather than explain to you, because the world, the real world, is quite different. Okay? Alright. If you dare to speak, I'll be here to listen to you. Go ahead. This is where, you know, if you need some very clear thinking on how to have financial advice and all that, this is all free service. I mean, this is really helpful for you. Don't you want to know? Don't you want to be, or you prefer the world? I don't. You see, the problem is that you are in the context of your life. No matter what I say, the context of your life will draw you. Meaning to say that because you are young, you'll be drawn by the things that the person who is older is not drawn to. You follow me? I am not going to be drawn to trying to drive a sports car that will crash. Why? Because I'm not at that age. I am not. But you might be. So the context of your life, the sin problem, evil one, the world, can be very, very alluring. And you're trapped. You've been ensnared. Alright, questions you want to ask? Remember, the world offers these things. To a person who is wise, these things are perfectly normal. Okay? Perfectly normal. But to the unwitting, every step you take is dangerous. That's the difference. So we cannot but be in the world. Jesus walked in the world too, untouched. Paul, Peter, they can be in the world as well, but untouched. They are not scathed. They suffer tribulation. Yes, people attack them. See, there are two parts of it. If you really want to walk with the Lord, be prepared for tribulation. But if you want to be like the world, be prepared to get caught. You have choice. Unless you can run between raindrops. Then maybe. But if you can't, that is wise for us to ask ourselves, how are we going to get out of this? Let's say you're caught in the world. How do you get out? How do you get out? It's those of you who are not working, it's good for you right now to put all these principles down and learn, practice this now. Fix them now. Those of you who are already in the world, take a good hard look and make some readjustments now. And learn to live by them. Those of us who have already gone past that stage, we pray for you. No, I'm serious. Go ahead and ask questions. I thought this is more important for you to raise questions. This one is designed for you to ask questions. It could be anything. It could be sustaining a lifestyle, a habit. It could be anything. It could be credit cards. It could be whatever. You don't have problems with the world? You enjoy the world. Listen, when we talk about the earth, we're not talking about the earth, we're talking about the world. The earth is a beautiful thing, you know. Really, I mean, it's just beautiful. Every morning there's got this Channel News Asia thing, you know. So yesterday was a holiday, so there was no new Channel News Asia. And so I switched on the TV early in the morning. And I saw, well, there was no program. It was just, interestingly, they had a lot of birds flying. I don't know why. And the birds were flying. And it was a beautiful scene. And there was a cascade of, you know, the snow up in the Arctic crashing down. Whatever it was. And it was crashing down quite a bit. And it was amazing. It was awesome. It really was awesome. That was the power of it all. Wow, it's so beautiful and white. No music. There's nothing there. Just some music behind. No commentary. I thought this was maybe some kind of, you know, they're going to explain all these things. By the way, this global warming and hurricanes are not related. That's been confirmed recently. The Japanese were examined. The Indian meteorologists were asked. Nobody has made any connection. Just don't understand how this was working out. So we're not talking about the physical world. Okay, we're not talking about the physical earth, as it were. I call it the world too. We're talking about the world and its system. You ever drawn and you ever think that you've been nice to be attracted by a credit card? Have you thought of a credit card? You think it would be nice? You don't. You're not afraid by it. Would it really matter to you whether you have a credit card or no? You what? You're going to be poor. Okay. Well, at least if you are a teacher, you don't have to worry about your job being sacked. Hopefully. Unless it changes. But a teacher's turnover is very high. That's why there's people always drawing teachers all the time, you know. And a number of people, casualty rates. But be careful, okay? Make sure you protect your mind. A lot of teachers go cuckoo. They really, really cannot take the stress and the strain. I mean, really, really get affected. So you've got to protect the mind too. But even in the teaching world, it's a question of what level do you want to go? So you want to go, oh, I want to be this, you know, and the education officer, level 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And it's there. It's in the teaching world too. Sure. And if you have this, you have that, these are all the extras. Oh, they're there. Oh, teachers also got problems. Sure. So, yeah. Yeah. Okay, let's say you're an insurance company. Let's say we talk about insurance for a while before you move over anywhere. Let's say I'm an insurance. Let's say I am going to be insurance. All right. Let's say I am. Would I make a good insurance person? I think so. I really think so. Because if I put my heart into anything, I want to be good at it. I don't think that it would take me very long to go into the millionaire's club. And I would be there. You know, I will work hard. And I will do it not because I want to be in the club, but because I believe in it. You see, the insurance company essentially is a sound system. It really does protect people. But I will not sell you program after program after program, you know, one thing after the other, just so that I can earn money from you. To me, that would be wrong. I will tell you what you need, and I think this is really helpful for you, and it's going to be, yes, I will earn from what I sell you, this policy. But I will not sell you 5 policies with variations and make you pay for it, because to me, that would be wrong. I would not take advantage of the person who does not know better. There are lots of people who are out there whose concern is make money. They don't care who they take advantage of. And that's how it works. So if I make money because I make an honest living, then why not? It's perfectly right. Now that's the first thing. How would I do my work? Okay? Number 2. Now what do I do with the money that I earn? That's another part. And I want to be sure that whatever I earn, I know I want to acknowledge the Lord with what I earn, and I want to do what I need to do to honor Him in worship. 2, after I've honored Him in worship, I want to ask myself, what else can I do with my money? I want to put it to good use, better use. Now, better use is not only church. I understand this. There are people whom you may know, maybe in the family, who may need help. You need to help them. You cannot say, I'll give to the Lord's work, and they don't take care of your own parents. You need to help the parents as they grow older. By all means, do that. Great thing to do. You cannot say, call back, gift, and don't give. It's wrong. Okay? Now, who else can I help? If I can use my money to help different people, at the end of it all, I will find that actually my money is all gone. But you know, I know that I'm happy simply because I've utilized, I'm not caught up with the world. Okay? It's a question of wisdom. It's a question of your heart. So if I'm going to earn the money there, if I'm going to mix how it is, then you have to make sure that you know what to do with it. Today, the buzzword out there is called the relationship manager, RMs. All banks have got RMs. Or WM, wealth managers. And everybody wants you to invest in this and that and the other thing. You know that they lose money for a lot of people too. But you see, the person's money, the salary is not only their fixed, but whatever money you can bring in from your customers, your clients, whatever you want, a portion of that will be packed on to yours. So you can end up with a huge salary, very often at the expense of. See, the bank doesn't care how you do it. Bottom line is they want to see money. So it's a question of how you want to do it. If you want to do it because you are a good, you are a careful person, you know what you are doing, and you can do it well, by all means earn, because you work hard for it. It is the exploitation of people that is wrong. It is the taking advantage of the person who doesn't know what's happening that's wrong. It is the use of funds that God has given to you foolishly that is wrong. That is the problem. For men, when they make it, the big problem is women. Unfortunately. And so they can go to Batam or Thailand, whichever it is, and then off they go. That's a sad part of it. It's the idea, it's my money, you know, I'm successful, I can do this. It's an old problem. What about your own family? The children left behind? You've got a problem there. That becomes a problem. There are lots of dangers inside that are already existing to prevent us, such as AIDS, HIV. That one thought of it should scare you half to death. But no, people are not. They always think, it won't happen to me. It happens. That's scary. You see, in Singapore, if there are a few hundred cases, the government wants to put laws against everybody's blood to be examined. In other countries, it's by the thousands, by the hundreds of thousands, by the millions, you can't check them. It all happens. It won't happen to me. So it's a question of how you do your work. If the person wants to pay you $4,000, you say, never mind, just give me two. Don't be silly. But you work at it. What do you do with the $4,000? You know, there are some people who can live very happily on 1,000 and cannot survive on 4. It's interesting. You see, when you earn only 1,000, you have a certain lifestyle. All affordable. Once you go into the 4,000 bracket, you enter a lifestyle which is actually 8. And the rest of your whole month now, you are having to earn to pay for whatever it is that you're trying to sustain. A user can't make ends meet. It happens all the time. It's amazing how regularly it happens and nobody seems to learn from it. It's frightening. You know, as pastors, we see this kind of thing all the time, and we counsel with people like this all the time, and we're just amazed. How come you can't see that? Truly, darkness, blindness, deceitfulness, can't see. It's scary. Cars are so cheap. Why? And then, oh yeah, I really can't afford. I want to sell it now. Sure. But the price has dropped down. Please pay 20,000. Huh? 20,000 extra? But I can't afford the 20,000. Then you pay continually. Until the car is only worth its scrap value. And you know what? You just learned a mighty lesson. Painful. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Sure. Yeah. I mean, true. Okay. Let us say that you are more exposed, like in your job. Let's be as open as that. And maybe your job where you have to go and make sure that, you know, in the rag trade, what do you do? I mean, if you were really out there in the world, and you really are a bit more exposed than, say, the teaching profession. Only teaching profession is the one where you die vomiting blood. you die being snared by the world, one way or the other. It's yeah. Don't get discouraged by all these things. Okay, remember perseverance. In the world, your tribulation, perseverance. Yeah, so don't get disturbed by all these things here. Okay, but seriously, you have to understand out there certain things. You learn how to put in certain things called resistance. Okay? I had one fellow came up to me once, some years ago. This guy came up to me. He's not our church member. He just came by and talked to me. He said, Pastor, can I ask you a question? I'm due in line for promotion. And this is a very good job. My salary will increase by a few thousand. I'm now going to be made manager. Problem. My GM likes me. He's a boy. The GM is a man. He says, this is yours. Be nice to me. What do you say? You have to have a line of resistance. Now, I'm giving you the worst case first, okay? It's easy to say no, actually, to things like that, especially if you're straight. But it was very hard for him, seriously. But when he finally said, Pastor, I agree with you, as a Christian, I should not. Not only did he not get promoted, he was sacked. That is the world. So now he was out of a job. The next post he landed was below his then salary. It was tough. Okay? What is the worth of your soul? I like what Jesus said. What does it profit a person if he gains? Matthew 16. What does a person profit if he gains the world and loses his own soul? Don't lose your soul. Say no. But it could be something else. It could be a man with a woman. Let's say you are in a real estate. And it happens in real estate. And you're trying to sell this thing here. And this person was saying, you know, they're trying to show the place around to prospective buyer. And there are kickbacks. All sorts of money involved there. Believe me, the selling of this thing is very, very, very lucrative. Yeah, I know of one young lady, a friend of my son. And, you know, although she's very successful in selling in that property market, but she doesn't think it's very challenging. So she's gone to do something else on her own. And before she left, she's not even into it full time. It's just that she's a nice person. And people like the way she conducts herself and the way she does things honestly. And she tends to sell things quite easily. And she just sold a piece of property for nearly $2 million. 1% of that. $20,000 in what, half an hour's work? Interesting. First thing she does is I will give this what is due to the Lord first. And she supports her church very well. Do you see that thing? So it's very real. You can really be tempted, or you can simply say, I'm not tempted by this. You can make a lot of money like this. You'll be surprised how much money you can make out of these things here if you're looking at money as your goal. You see, so you've got to ask yourself, what is it you are doing? What are you doing with all the things you are doing? That's the important thing that you want to ask yourself. Why are you doing what you're doing? Even in the medical profession, you know, doctors are paid according to the number of people they see too. The less you see, the less you get paid. Unfortunately. You wait 45 minutes, you see 5 minutes. Next. No more. Faster, please. And a lot of people see this. A lot of doctors order unnecessary things. Tests. You got to do this, you got to do this, you got to do this. You'd be surprised how much money they make out of all those things. It's a business out there. And all of them are tempted. Make Singapore a medical hub and its business opportunity. You'd be surprised how dangerous it is, because if that's what you want, the question is money. You must know, first and foremost, what do you want? Why are you into this? Money? So what do you want? Because money is going to be involved. So you've got to have a healthy attitude towards money. You work with principles. What are my principles? It is what I need to do, is what I will need to do. All these things are best understood, best stated for yourself, what you are living for. And as you know what you live for, as you live for those things, then you appreciate how you want to live. You see? It doesn't matter what you do. You think pastors got no temptations? You'd be surprised. Okay? I can come any time I like. I can go anywhere I like. Do whatever time I like. Nobody's going to ask me. Right? Except myself. So I learned a principle from a very young age, that there are certain things I would do, and I'm accountable to the Lord. I'm accountable. And so I put in a clock in for myself, principles I work with, and I've been living with those principles. You don't have to worry about it. That's how you work it. You see? And you know the results of the work you do. You can't goof off and hope to get results. You can't. So the principles you work with, there are lots of things. And then things you're living for, what are you going to live for? That's a good question too. What are you living for? If you have a family support, and that is one of the, you do your work honorably because you have a family support, then by all means, work hard, whatever it takes. You see, you're living for them to help people. Okay? But let us say that you've got a lot of money on your hands. What do? And that is a big question. And the wisest thing to do is to say, well, you know, I want to live in this particular way. Well, I want to live as God wants me to live. I take the example of King David. Look at all the wealth he accumulated. I like what John Wesley once said to his church members who asked him, what do we do with money? So he said, first, earn as much as you can. That's a good idea. Earn as much as you can. Two, save as much as you can. Don't squander it. But then he said, give as much as you can. You know, it's very hard to balance these three. Earn, save, and give. How come you can save and give at the same time? is tremendous planning. So that you can set aside and you can still give. And you can still live without being in a poor house all the time. It's important. These are all skills we need to learn. And a lot of people are not very, very tidy or skillful and things like that. There we go. Are these helping you to see all these principles you work with? And then, of course, the code of ethics you develop for yourself, will you work with? What is your code of ethics like when you work? How do you do your work? Are you a reliable person? Are you an honest person? Or will things just... Or will you cheat the company, as it were? You'd be surprised how tough that can be. So whether you are in the front line or whether you are in a safer zone, I know of teachers. I know of one teacher. In the early days when Singapore had a big bubble, you know, there's Germany, we are not probably not born at that time. And there was a big 30 years ago. You know, it was a tough time. I know of one teacher. She retired early. At 50, she retired. She pulled it. Last time you can retire. Late 40s, 50s, you can retire already. She took all the money. It was a big boom at the time. Shares were going up like crazy. Everybody said it will go even higher. She sold everything she had. She plunked it into the market. She was making. Wow, I'm making more money than 1 month than I made for 1 year. Reporting some more. Got her friend with him. I know the her sister, an older lady. She used to help work in the church then. And then one day the bubble burst. She lost everything. From a $20 share, it dropped to $1. Everything she worked for, gone. There was only one way she could end her life. She committed suicide. There was nothing. She was in debt. There was no future. She couldn't live on charity. Everybody was telling her, why are you so stupid? She couldn't cope. That was it. That's the world. When you are penniless, the world doesn't care. Next, that's how harsh the world is. Today you're young, you're nice, people are okay with you. Wait till you're poor and penniless. You watch. It's a tough world. It's a really hard world. If you want to do, you want to do with what your money, and I would suggest to you that you learn how to. I like what one old Indian man said, that he earns 4 coins every day. He says one is for himself, one is for the future, one is to pay a debt. One is to be thrown away. People ask him, what do you mean? He says, out of this 4, one, I must take this money to feed my wife and 2 children. Okay, I understand. What about this pay a debt? He said, my father worked very hard to bring me up. He's old now. How do I? Who's going to take care of him? That's my debt. Please, I urge you, don't forget, our parents need us. The future, you bring children into the world, you owe them. And then, the other one, throw away, he says, I never forget that I must give to other people who may need be worse off. Charity, he calls it throwing it away because he can't come back. I thought that's pretty good advice. Of course, the scriptures are far better. This is a very down-to-earth, practical way of looking at life, but the scriptures are far better. The world is a place where you have to live, you have to make a living. Whatever that living may be. That's true. The question is what you do with the money you earn, the time that is yours, the way you carry yourself, the way you do your work. That is very important. You can have teachers who abuse children. You can have teachers who molest children too, could you? Sure. There is no profession that is safe from sin. There is no profession that is going to be untouched by the evil one. He will use every means. He will. You know, you just get it. This Tamiflu thing is really the wonder drug which nobody knows. And there they go. They're going to make whatever it is, and they're going to tell you this is just as good as Tamiflu. You do not know how many billions we made along the way because of a scare like this. That's scary. That the world is running scared. And people do anything to be protected. And there'll always be people who are scaremongers. And scaremongers are the people who make a lot of money out of people who are scared. All the time. They will sell you all sorts of things, including people who sell vitamins. They will tell you, this is good for you, this is very good, this is... They will tell you everything under the sun and it costs a fortune. People still die. At the end of it all, the scientists will tell you that all those extra nutrition the body cannot absorb and will pass away. And you're just excreting very costly things. Bottom line, that's what it is. But it's packaging, you see. Do you know how much it costs to make those little tablets that you're paying $5 a pill for? 10 cents. I had a friend of mine in school, about 40 years ago. 30-something years ago, we were in school, secondary school. He was already selling this, earning trips to go Japan, to go Australia, selling. She said, "Mine, only $5. He said, "You want to help me? Tell me, help me sell. You can sell a lot of bottles every day. $5 a bottle. Those vitamin, multivite, $5. He said, how much do you think, he asked me, how much do you think it costs to make this? Selling for $5, but outside price, you know, is actually selling for $25. So you can sell it for $20 and then still make some money. The discount and everything else. But my base price is only $5. Outside price is 5 times. Minimum. Okay? Look at what's happening in China. For a long time, it's locked away under Mao. In 20 years, you have billionaires, everyone corrupt. And now they're executing them. Right? So they made a promise that we'll not execute so quickly. That's how it is. This corruption is everywhere in the world. India, same thing. Nepal sends 10,000 little girls to feed the brothels of New Delhi. 10,000 a year. By 17, full-blown AIDS, they go home and die, 18, 19 years old, rejected by everybody. That's the world we're living in. It's a really bad, sad, broken world. The devil is there. How do we love a world like this? How do we love a world that exploits? How? I don't know whether this helps to see these things here. By all means, make a living. But remember, your job is not your life. It's only a job. I want to teach you a little secret. The moment you get out of a job, switch off. This is life. You have just made a living, but it's not your life. When you go home, switch on again. This is family. Thank you, God, for family. This is church. This is the body of Christ. Switch on again. Wow. And if you have these wonderful switches in your life, at all times, you will just be able to enjoy everything that God has given. So you can say, "Bless be the Lord. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Forget not all His benefits. Who crowns your mouth with good things, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles," which is very soon. We're going to have be crowned with good things to eat. Does it help you to see this thing? See, y'all, those of you who don't have jobs, you don't have to worry too much. Those of you who got jobs, you're more or less there. The only thing is, you're not happy where you are, you see. Question is how to find happiness where you are, what you're doing, meaning in what you're doing. Because I'm me, I will approach almost any job. I could make rojak, for example, and make it and make a good, you know, you're not going to be very rich, but I will make sure that whoever enjoys my rojak, my name will be in the papers very shortly. I will not cheat you. I will enjoy my own roja, and I tell you, this is really good stuff. If there is grade 1, 2, 3, I will take the best grade and not give you this lousy one and put a lot of water inside and then look so watery down there. Yeah, I would not do that. I will give you the very best prawn paste that I can find. And I tell you, that's really good stuff. I would not stinge on quality. Because I'm going to charge you $4 for it. Seriously. It could be anything. You see what I'm trying to say? I mean, these guys who look after us, I mean, really appreciate the fact that there's open honesty, that they don't stinge on the food, the quality they have. They really do. I mean, we appreciate that. But they're Christians. They don't cut back. And we try other people. They always, this is not good. They don't have the same principles. And we never use them again. No point. Okay, but after a while, we're so used to the same kind of standard of food. Anything else, so we compare, is no good. But that's fine. These, the person, they have done very well. We're happy for them. Okay? Abuse, sin, they're always around the corner. Remember this. So if you want to change, the change is going to come from inside. Alright, let's pray before we go. Our Father, we thank you for the challenge to work at changes in our life, to formulate for ourselves the kind of life, the kind of lifestyle that we want to have. Help us to recognize the dangers that are there in the world, and yet to find the courage and the strength to be able to cope with all these things. We pray that you would bless us as we take a break and ask you to refresh us through lunch. In Jesus' name.